Okay, what this file does is it transforms you. It will slowly transform you from human to animal, making you a human female dog, and that is what it does. Okay, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. All you need to do is just simply listen. Listen and concentrate a little. That's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been, perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, possibly never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a nice, relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go. Just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That's all you really want to do. You just want to listen to what I'm saying and what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen. And it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening. It's almost an unconscious action. It's your subconscious working on you. You may already notice that your body has begun to relax just by listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice, just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Though every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. As you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. It doesn't seem to be any way around it. It just simply is what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And you find that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax even more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And you may not have thought about it much, but continuing to listen means you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply a very easy thing to do. And as you keep listening, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And because you can't seem to stop yourself, a part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, and that it's getting harder and harder to move. It doesn't seem to matter much what you're doing, because all you're doing is listening to my voice, and as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you're going to sink slowly down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that you're already starting to enter trance, that there's a trance building deep within your mind, taking you down slowly deeper, deeper and deeper, and you may not have even noticed how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening. And because you can't seem to stop listening, everything other than my voice is starting to slip away. Just slipping away and disappearing. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world seems to be slipping away. Even your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice. And you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You can't seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, begin to slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every single word. You are finding that your surroundings, that everything around you, is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down, down into a nice, safe, comfortable trance that you may not have even noticed you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so very easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be anything you can stop. If you could, you might simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. You want deep down to be in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words, listening to my words, and sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally on my words and what I'm saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out until there's absolutely nothing there but my voice. Nothing but my voice, which you want to listen to. You want to listen to it as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. And once you find that place, once you are totally focused on my voice, completely fixed upon it, ignoring everything else in the world, you'll know that you're in a very deep trance. And once you reach that place, you'll find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They just keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. And now I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down, shutting out more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to my voice, only concentrating on my voice, only focusing on my words. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every single word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away. As the world slips away into oblivion, and there is only my voice, only my words. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. Now listen. Listen and go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed, just listening and relaxing. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words, each and every one of them, relaxing so completely. 1. So very, very deep and relaxed, listening only to my words, so completely and utterly relaxed, so deep, so comfortable. It feels so good to sink down deep and relaxed, so very, very deep and completely and utterly relaxed. That's right, completely and utterly relaxed as you listen to my voice, going deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. And now it's time to begin a transformation in whom you are. It may be that you've been working your way down this road. This may be your very first time, but it is still a change in who you are, still a time for you to learn something new about who you are and how you are going to behave. You chose to listen to this file, to listen to it and accept the consequences of doing so, and that means some part of you wants to be an animal, that some part of you wants to be a human dog, or, in your case, a bitch. Yes, that's right. There's nothing wrong with that word. It may startle you the first time you hear it, but very soon it will feel like one of the most natural words in the world for you to hear, because that is what you are becoming. That is the transformation that is coming over you. You are going to be a human dog, a human female dog, and this means that you are going to behave more and more like one than you ever have before in your life. You are going to be someone's pet. You are going to have an owner, and you are going to be their puppy, their dog, their bitch. It doesn't matter. It's all the same to you, because as an animal, that's not what's important. What's important are the littler things, the simpler things. That's right. You're an animal. You crawl. Your world is very simple. Whenever your owner's around, your world will feel much more full and happier, and when they're gone, it will feel much more empty. That's right. That's because when they're gone, you will miss them so very, very much, because the animal side of you is taking over a little bit more each and every day. You're going to find yourself walking on all fours, just like an animal. You're going to find that to be the most natural and easiest way for you to get around. There may be times that you have to stand up and pretend to be human. There may be times that you have to talk and walk and behave that way. But in the end, you know what you are, and you know where you belong, and you will go right back to being there, because that is who you are deep down inside. You are an animal. You are a bitch dog, and you belong on the floor, on all feet. That's right, crawling around, fetching things for your owner. That's right, fetching. Fetch is a very important word to a dog like you. It means go get something and bring it back with your mouth. You'll know what to get, they'll tell you. You'll go find it, crawling all the way, and bring it back to them, your tail wagging. Your tail. Yes, that's right, your tail. No dog would be complete without it. Perhaps it's just imagined. Perhaps you'll get a butt plug or some other form of physical tail that you can wear. But it won't matter. It won't matter in the slightest. The human animal in you will wag its tail whenever you are happy, whenever you are excited. That is just simply a part of who you are becoming, a part of what you are becoming. That's right. You are a dog. You fetch. You speak. Oh, yes. You speak when commanded to. Not in human words, no. Those are no longer important to you. Those you would rather forget entirely and forever. No, you speak as an animal would. Barking happily when you like something. Growling when you're upset. Those are the kinds of sounds that come from your voice. You've seen how dogs behave, how real dogs behave, and you will start taking as many of their mannerisms upon yourself as you possibly can. You are an animal, a bitch dog, and this is who you are and how you want to behave, how you want to behave from now on. You love being on the floor. You love crawling and barking and wagging. Your sense of smell even seems to be getting stronger. Your sense of smell and your hearing, they seem to be changed, and they focus on other things. And of course, they always focus on your owner's voice, because it is so very, very important to please your owner, to be a good girl. Oh, that's right, a good girl. That almost makes your tail wag just on its own. A good girl, and fetch things, and heel. Oh, that's right, heel. Crawling behind your owner. A very important skill, and one that you will learn quickly and easily as an animal, plus any other tricks your owner chooses to train upon you. Yes, that's right. Heel, fetch, sit. Oh, yes. Sit means put your ass down. Your asser, sitting up in the same posture as an animal. You know exactly what I mean, and exactly how to position yourself. And then, of course, there's stay. Stay means exactly that. Stay where you are, waiting for your owner, waiting until they come back to touch you, to scratch your ears. Oh, yes, that's right. Scratching your ears or your belly, those send little shivers through you. Those are little special bliss that only a dog can feel, and you are, in fact, a dog, an animal. Deep down inside, you know you are, and you're feeling more and more like one with every passing minute. You are going to work on all of your doggish behaviors, paying attention to the other dogs and learning all that you can, because that is what you are, deep down inside. You are a female dog. That is who and what you are and what you will be from now on, sitting and fetching and speaking and wagging, all of these things. You love having your ears scratched. You love having your tummy rubbed. You love it. And, of course, since you are a dog, there is one more thing that you may or may not pick up a skill for, depending on your owner's desires and your own. A dog lifts its leg to pee, doesn't use a toilet, finds a bush or a tree that lifts its leg, and that is how it urinates. And that may be a skill you pick up as well. That one I will leave up to you and your own subconscious desires, but it is part of what a dog is, and you should think about that very, very carefully, because you know exactly what you are. Deep down inside, you are an animal, and you will always be one. You are and will always be a dog. Yes, you feel it, you love it, and you bark from the sheer joy of knowing that that is what you are. It feels so good and wonderful and special to be an animal, to be a dog, because that is who and what you are. There is, of course, one more thing that a dog will do, at least a female dog. A female dog does go into heat. Yes, that's right, into heat. Every so often, I'll let you choose how often, could be once a month, it could be a couple of times a year, you will go very, very deeply into heat. Yes, that's right. Heat, a sexual need greater than anything a normal person can feel, a sexual need where your body just simply craves having sex and being used. You can already imagine it now, a burning, pure, yearning, craving need for sex that burns through you like a white hot ember, burning you and leaving you panting, panting and whining and needing it so very, very badly. Yes, you know what you are and what you must be. You are an animal, and you will be one from now on, and you will come back to this file over and over again, learning what you are, learning it better and better, until what you are is always a dog. Who you are is always a dog. Even if you have to pretend to be a person, deep down inside, you will know that you are an animal. You will feel it, and you will act on it, because that is what you are, and that is what you will always be from now on. And now it is time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake. Good girl. I hope you enjoyed the file.